Hey, Mondo.
What's good?
So, hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. And today, we'll decide to review some horror movies. And it's our first time doing this. And today, we'll be reviewing. We didn't know what to review, so we just gone with Insidious. Insidious, and we had watched it like billions of times. To be honest, and we're here to just talk about it. And some other, what do you think about the movie so far?
I mean, it's pretty good. I think that towards the end, I got kind of bored when we were watching it. I don't know why, but I just got, for some reason, I just did. But like during the beginning parts, it was pretty fun. But Insidious has a lot of noises and it's very dark looking.
I think that's what makes it like that's their tone of like. Scariness, like the certain noise they like gone throughout the movie, and like how dark it is gives you like that vibe, like this is gonna be scary.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, I like the concept of it, I guess you could say. And I like the characters. The characters are pretty interesting, except for the mom. She's kind of dumb. Why?
Well, that's one thing we got that was getting to. Let's start with the characters first of all. Well, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really know the names.
Okay, so we have. I'm just gonna say their names as they are. Like, okay, so we have the father. The father is kind of like weird, he's kind of quiet. And he's just
He
like
looks
a
like Chris
regular,
Pratt.
he looks like Chris Pratt, and I've lived my whole life thinking that it was.
I wonder if there's other people who ever thought like, oh my gosh, is that's Chris Pratt,
I know, I wonder that too, if I'm the only one. But anyways, yeah, the father, he was kind of weird. Like it was like he knew that there was a problem, that the what the problem was, but he just didn't want to say it, and it was like, bruh. I mean, he was kind of weird. I don't know. The mom, she was kind of stupid. Like all this like stuff was happening, and she's just like, "Oh my God, that's scary." Like, come on, bruh. You gotta be more concerned than that.
Like I think because like the dad didn't, I don't know if he actually knew like all this stuff was happening, or he just tries to avoid everything, everything, he just didn't want
Yeah.
to leave it, even though he knows it's all this is real.
Exactly.
And let's talk. What's like the son, like the children? I think Dalton, is that his name, Dalton?
Yeah, the main one.
Yeah, he's the important one into like this whole story,
Yeah. The other kids are
His
just there
mother,
to for scares.
they're like the kids, like the quote unquote kids in the movie, like this telling, oh, I see ghosts, everything.
Yeah.
When I saw the baby, I felt in the way I'm like, oh my gosh, they're gonna do something with the baby. I can just tell
Wait, hold
just
on.
by looking.
I just realized this. Are you listening to
What?
me through Discord or through this?
Do this.
Okay, let me mute myself on Discord. Okay, can you still hear me? Okay, I was just making sure because I thought maybe you heard me through Discord and you thought it was this. Okay, keep going, keep
Buddy.
going, keep going.
Nah, buddy. It's good. It's our first time,
Yeah.
And like, though, like the characters I really thought that I thought were fun were like those two guys. Hold up, I gotta set stuff their names. Like, I don't know
Let's just call him Cheech and Chong.
what their names are. Like, yeah, okay, Cheech. Wait, you see the fat? We're gonna call Cheech the fat that's skinny.
Was a joke. I don't know.
Done. Like they were pretty fun, like they have the kind of like with that woman. I don't really know what that woman's name, to be honest.
Oh,
Like I said, I don't
Elise?
know. Yeah, at least like they have done this, but we see them as like the just group, like they look like like they have no idea what they're doing,
Yeah.
but to be honest, though, they were kind of like they were pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie. They're actually like one of my favorite characters in the whole
Yeah.
movie.
They're pretty funny. I think Elise is the best character just because she's like the expert. But she's kind of weird. She has like this really like, I know I'm complaining a lot about the movie. I like the movie, but Like,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna complain about things first. But like she kind of had a weird vibe. Like she was happy like every time. Like it was weird. Like she was
Yeah.
like after they talked about it, like after she said, "Oh, there's a demon," she was kind of just like, "Well, whatever." You know, like, "Oh, we gotta get on it." Like everything's gonna be okay. And I mean, it did end okay, but like, you know, it was a lot of bad
Yeah,
stuff
we
that happened.
saw that. Yeah. Well, because like I think, well, like, you know, like she doesn't want to, you know, just to rush things, you know. She tried to like explain, you know, like without having her to be afraid of it. But you
Yeah.
know, when she like what she was actually facing, you know, she was like down to the point of to tell the pa parents, you know, what's going on.
And
And
yeah, go ahead.
the way her gift like is kind of into like we've seen like gifts happen in like other like ghost movies, but hers is like I don't know, it's kind of different than the ones we've seen.
Yeah, that is an interesting
Nothing.
thing that her gift is kind of different than other things, like, yeah, like
Yeah, because like
signs and stuff. Signs? Wait, did I just say signs?
signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like yes, like yeah, because like other like ghost movies, you know, like the gift is basically just seeing ghosts, you know, like she just sees, you know, she like, you know, they just see ghosts, you know, and they just, you know, that's basically the gift, you know, just to see like supernatural things. So
Yeah.
Lisa's powers is like that, but in a way she uses them as more, what's the word, actually useful
Yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Pretty much, yeah.
especially with the like her two helpers. I like those guys, you know,
Yeah.
like big part. I'm gonna be honest, like, you know, that part where the guy sketched what she saw, I'm gonna be honest, that was actually a pretty good sketch. I'm not like that
Yeah.
was actually useful.
Yeah.
Actually like that. And you want to talk about the father's mother, like was she ever like she, I think she was kind of important just to like, you know, just to give background, you know, of the
Yeah.
story.
But it was kind of weird that she would never tell him ever again. Like, wouldn't you think that she'd be like, "Okay, you need to know this because, I mean, like, bruh, it's pretty important." And I mean, it's a pretty big thing. Like, your son has powers, bruh. Like, why would you not tell him that he did?
And the thing, like, I don't know, like, they say, because, like, they're explaining how, like, you know, like, he had this power too, but, like, I can't, one thing that just kind of, like, frustrates me a little, like, how does he not remember any of this? Like, even he says it, like, he doesn't remember any of this, but I want to know, like, how did they make him forget or something?
Yeah, well, what's her name? Elise said that he made himself forget, like he kind of like locked it away so that he never had to like worry about it again. If I don't remember, I don't know if you remember that part, but I remember
Yeah.
like listening to it and hearing that, and I was like, ah. And so it makes sense because if you really try to forget about something, you will forget about it. So he probably just went throughout the years trying to shove it off and it went away.
Yeah, that is man, there's a lot of things in this movie that I kind of like, you know, not pay attention to sometimes.
It's weird because like the most interesting part is the characters this time and not really like the ghosts themselves. Like when you watch a movie like say I don't know
It
like
like it, you know, the monster, you know, like,
or like Poltergeist, like the most iconic
yeah,
things are the like in Poltergeist
monsters are,
is the clown, right? And of course in
that's
it
way
it's
the
also the clown.
yeah it is.
But like those things, like when you think of Poltergeist, you think of that TV, right?
Yeah.
And you like but when you think of Insidious, you think of like the characters, you know, you think of like
Yeah,
Elise
more
and stuff.
than the monsters, like the actual, like the demons and the ghosts
Yeah.
and everything.
And I like that because it should be more about the characters. And I mean, obviously you want something to be about the monsters or the ghosts or whatever, because then it makes them interesting, and you want everything to be interesting, but this movie really focuses on the characters, I guess you can say, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the most demon in this movie. I don't know his name. I'm just gonna call him Darth Maul for now.
I mean, he looks like him, so.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't really know his name because we don't. They just call him a demon. I just refer to him as demon. I don't think. Does he have a specific name? I don't.
He probably does, but we'll just call him Darth Maul Demon.
Let's
But
call him
anyways,
Maul.
yeah, we'll just call him
Yeah.
Maul. He
But
has a good
like,
taste in music.
like that. But like, I don't know what that I don't know what that song is. But I know like this one. But I know this is out of a horse line. But from SpongeBob, you know, like the very first episode where when SpongeBob's just like making all this cry face and that song plays. Isn't that the same like musician?
Yeah, the same. Yeah, it is the same musician. But it's also the way they put it in the movie. And I know I'm about to talk about another movie, but Us. In that movie, they use the
Yeah.
song "About Five" on it, and they make it sound scarier to fit the movie. And I feel like that's what they did with
Yeah.
this one too. They make it sound like, I guess you could say, louder, like more with an oomph to it, to make it sound like,
Yeah.
oh, like this is the bad part, you know?
Yeah. Now let's take since we get to got. We talked mostly about the characters. Let's talk about the story of Insidious, because I think it's like a more different
Yeah.
than any other like supernatural like horror movie.
Yeah. It's, or you can go first. You can go first.
Like we all know like how it starts off, you know, like in the beginning, you know, it shows, you know, like the daily lives and everything. And then all of a sudden, like something happens, and like then they start seeing ghosts and supernatural and everything. But what they made different in this one, you know, like because in most of other like ghost movies, this one like it's not like the general house; it's actually like a person that's being haunted and not the location.
Yeah, and I kind of like that twist where it's like, it's not. I mean, I've seen the movie a million times, so obviously it's not a twist anymore. But I like it when she's like,
Yeah.
when Elise is like, it's not the house that's haunted, it's your son. And I was like, oh, you know?
Yeah, because when they move in the house, like you know, the house, you know, when they move out of the ha the their house in the they just moved into.
Yeah, I know. Like, bruh.
And like when she saw like that boy dancing to the song and that ghost, I was like, wait. At first, I was like, wait. Why is this house also haunted?
Yeah.
And I was like, God, and but then when you know, like that line where Lisa says that the kid was actually haunted,
Yeah.
I was like, oh damn, you
Yeah.
know, like it's not like you said, it's not a twist to me anymore or anyone who else watched it, but dude, that was a pretty good twist that they did.
Yeah. Like if you were to first ever watch it. Oh yeah, I guess we should say spoiler warning.
Yeah, well, I think they know.
Yeah, obviously if
Well,
they
I think
came to
they
this,
know.
they should know what happens. But anyway,
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's our first time, so we know what our mistakes and you know.
yeah. Anyways.
Well, because anyway, what's that like? The plot is like is like very good. Like you know, they lay everything out. You know, they explain everything well in a way.
Yeah.
And they created and like the people who like created this movie created like I like how they created this other world. It's not it is like hell, but not really. And they call it the other instead.
The further.
The further. Sorry, yeah, thinking of something
It's
else.
all good, bro. But yeah.
I always thought it was called the other because, but then it was called the further. And I
I
was like,
mean,
oh, never
it
mind.
sounds like it, so.
Well, because I don't know if this is actually hell or like a different version of
It's
it,
almost like a place
because like,
between, you know?
yeah, because they didn't say it was exactly hell. It just said it was further out, you know, like it beyond their, you know, the physical world.
Yeah.
And we saw like in this other, we see like the like other people, like not necessarily people, but like ghosts, that just living their lives in the most brutal ways possible.
Yeah.
And one of them is like, the mall, and he has that little freaking like that de death room.
Yeah, no, that it was weird.
It's weird because like I always had this thought, like, are they actually just living their lives, just doing, like they're dead, but are they like living their lives now in this place,
Yeah.
just doing whatever they want? But it's kind of weird because when the dad goes in there, like it's like everything's like, I don't know what to say, like, what can I say? It's just like not, like they don't move, like everything just like they just teleport like randomly.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. That kind of tells me because when he's looking at that one ghost, the one with the
Yeah.
shotgun, like she somehow moved to the living room, and I'm like, wait, he had his eyes on her. How could she move just to be right
Yeah,
there?
that's true, huh? I mean, it is a ghost, so we can excuse it, but like, it's just like when
Yeah,
you
but
first
he
watch
had
the
his.
movie, you're confused. You're like, what is going on, bro?
Yeah, but what frustrated me in that part, because how Elise said like when he goes in the further to not talk to anyone at all, because they know if they talk to them, that means he's alive.
Yeah. And
And
the
so
first thing he
it's the
does,
first thing he does is talk to them.
I know,
He's like, where's my son? Where's
like,
my
I
son? Please
get
help
it.
me.
Like, you're trying to find your son, but you can't ask them, obviously.
Yeah. And then they figure out, like he's alive, but I don't, it's just like sometimes, like they make dumb decisions. Like I know that's mostly every horror movie, but I don't think horror movies are trying to make dumb decisions. I think they're trying to like make decisions on what the person's thinking, I don't think they're trying to make it as perfectly as we want it to
Yeah.
be.
Because I mean,
So we can't blame them.
if you were stuck in a situation like that, to be fair, I mean, you just would forget everything because you'd be like, I need to find my son, you know? You would be in
Yeah.
total shock that you would just like impulsively do whatever you can. So to be fair, they are making it kind of real.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not us thinking what to do, it's basically what that like what the what they want to, that person to be thinking.
Yeah.
And throughout the movie, like most of like the 20 minutes of the end like was basically him going to like this other,
Yeah.
and though when they're going when he actually finds his son, and go back to his body, he's been like this whole rampage of ghosts, start attacking him, and then the wife some like tells him to follow his voice, and then all this go and she just led all these ghosts, just to their
Yeah.
home. What did you think about that scene, when they're like physically coming to the
Was
world?
kind of like, it was weird because you're like, oh, finally, like, oh, the end of the movie, you're like, oh, happy, whatever. And then they start coming and you're just like, what is going on? Like, you're just so confused on, like, how, like, what is happening, you know? And then obviously, after you watch it a few times, you realize, oh, okay. You get used to it, but still, it's like, whoa, you know?
Is it because I think Elise like explained it early on, because she said that it takes a lot of energy just for them just to be in their world. I think that's what the so well they kind of explained it,
Yeah. Sorry if you hear me
but
drawing. I'm coloring something in, so.
are you drawing a demon yet in your room?
No, but that would be a coincidence.
I know, right? we get to like almost to the end, but the thing before the ending, I want to talk about two things. One, the jump scares of this movie that they gave us.
Yeah. It's weird because even this is like we rewatched it, right? So it's like We should have known already everything that was gonna happen. We should have be we should we were supposed to be prepared, but as soon as like the first jump scare happened, we were like, we immediately were like shocked,
Yeah.
which is pretty funny.
There was these like things like in the movie, like in when Insidious does was like, they show things in the background that we have like sometimes like when we first watch it we don't notice, but because one time I was watching it, and that one scene where the most people saw was the like the boy, like where the coats were at,
Yeah.
I did not notice that as a kid until my mom, she's like, "Did you saw the look? Did you saw that?" I was like, "Saw what?" And then she like rewinded a little bit just so I could see, and she pointed at the boy just standing there. I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" I did not notice
Yeah.
that.
It's kind of hard to notice too.
And yeah, because like it was more focused on what's actually going on, and you can't, and those people who rarely, that just look around and just have just finds that boy just standing there and notices
Yeah.
it. And they get like, and I think that's like another thing they try to do to build up, like a horror, they try to like use these those scenes, just to get you like, oh damn,
Yeah. To get you to be all like, ooh, like,
and
oh, what was that,
like the Darth Maul jump scare, like I when I first saw, I'm like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
I got scared. But now like throughout the years, I'm like, oh, I saw, I seen that
Yeah.
coming, but sometimes I get genuinely scared just by watching it. I literally don't make money. I just get a blanket and just cover myself because I just cannot stand it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they're made to be scary, so.
I know, but it's like it's not the I like it is like the jump scares, but it's like the noise they give out,
Oh, yeah.
the sound, like it's very loud, make it terrifying, and then it sets your heart off,
Yeah.
it gives you like vibes saying, oh no, why did they do this?
And we should probably talk about the noises next, because that's like a big part of
Ooh.
the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what the horror went like the jump scares, yes, but that those the sounds, yes, they were like the key of this
Yeah,
movie.
because they're the thing that, like, obviously, every scary movie, when there's a jump scare, it's gonna be all loud and you're gonna be like, really? Come on. But this one does it differently because the noises that they do use are like interesting, It's like, oh, whoa,
Yeah, when we get to like more horror movies like later, like after Insidious, like we'll like discuss it, like how it's different than others. But in this case, Insidious, I think it like it's one of the movies that has like the best like no, like sound to give people to set people
Yeah,
off.
definitely.
Oh, and there's another thing that I noticed like when I was watching it, like when the mother was walking through, I can see like a certain shadows, and I saw a sound like, wait, that doesn't look like the mother's shadow. And I was like, oh damn, that's not her
Yeah.
shadow. And I actually noticed that, and there's a lot of things. And the other thing I didn't notice is like, when the father was at his job as a teacher, he was sitting at his desk, and
Oh,
on the chalkboard
yeah.
we saw
Yeah.
chainsaw.
I was like, what?
We saw a little like a jigsaw, like the it's not a jigsaw, it's like called jigsaw, it's like a Billy or something. That's his name,
I
Billy the
don't
puppet.
remember.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, Billy the puppet or something, I don't know. But yeah, there's like a little sketch of it, and I was like, what, I did not
Yeah,
notice that.
it's kind of like a small thing that you just have to
Kind of hard.
catch. Just a little reference,
Yeah, it's just like kind of offbeat. Like I said, I noticed this a lot. Like you rarely notice any of this because you're more focused on the story, and what's going
Yeah.
on. You don't have the time to look around and see what's there, And were there any bad parts about this movie, to be honest?
I mean, I already kind of talked about all the things I didn't like.
Well, I think I had it. Well, first off, like the movie's great, but I think one thing that just really bothers me is all just like how how the character's mindset doesn't really think that much. I said that before, but like that, I think that's just the one thing that bothers me. And I know they do that just you know, because like that's what that person's
Yeah.
thinking, you know. So don't. Yeah. So I, but I said it's just. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. It's just a great, you know, movie, you
Yeah.
know. I don't think anything bad can like be said about it, you know, because you know it's the first film, so nothing. I don't think anything bad can be
Yeah.
said about it.
I think one problem I have is that it's kind of filmed weird. I don't know. There's just some parts where it's like it feels
Oh
like a low
yeah.
quality film.
Yeah.
Just some parts you're like, huh, that's kind of you know, like it could have been better.
I felt like those. Yeah, I felt like those footage that was just like, you know, like it shouldn't be there. Like that this one part, you know, when the we just saw the mom, the wife, you know, just in bed, you know, and then she can hear the husband
Yeah.
coming too. And then it cuts to right there, you know? And I'm like, what was that? What was that footage for? What is that supposed
Yeah,
to indicate?
instead it should have showed the husband getting home and then her coming out or something like that.
Yeah, well, she did. They did do that, you know, with the bloody, you know,
Yeah.
like that, you know, the bloody print on the bed sheet. Yeah, she did that. They did that, but I feel like they didn't really need that part. Well, I feel like they did it, you know, just to show, oh, he comes home, you know, the next day, you know, or
Yeah.
something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, is there anything we want to say about this movie before we head out?
Well, it's a good movie. I guess maybe we should rate it.
Well, I rated a 4, basically.
Four.
I like a 4, 4, a 4, 5, 4, 5.
Dang, Angel, that's
Four,
harsh. I'll rate it
Like,
like a
I don't,
six.
like, wait, is this one
Yeah,
out of 10
out of
or like
ten.
5? Oh, out of
Yeah, I
10,
was
okay.
like,
I would have did like a,
bro. It's
sorry, sorry, I thought I was rating it 1 through 5.
all good.
I rated like a an 8.
That's
I'll just give
big.
that. Like I
I rate
enjoyed
it
it.
like maybe a six and a half, because it's not quite a seven, because I feel like there are a lot of better movies, you know, out there than it. And it's a good movie. Like, it's fun to
Yeah.
watch, you know? Like, it's worth watching. So if you want to watch like scary movies, this one's a good one to watch. But there are just some
Yeah.
weird problems with it. It could have been Netflix that we were watching it on, and it was kind of just weird. But so it
Yeah.
just like made some of the scenes look weird. But like I said, like it was filmed kind
Yeah, you
of
can't trust
eh, like it looked weird, some of the parts. So yeah, I give it a 6.5 out of 10. So good job, Insidious.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, good on cities. Well, folks, thank you coming to the Scream Podcast. And next week, like I said, we're doing Insidious, so why not continue by Insidious Chapter 2 next week. We'll be covering that. And yeah, thank you for coming to our first podcast, and
Wait,
we'll
hold
see
on.
you all later.
Wait.
Bye.
I'm
Whoa.
Mondo.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm Mondo. Yeah, he's Mondo. I'm
We'll see you
Angel,
next time.
and we'll see you all later.